Last Sunday morning, we focused on a great man. I'll call him great. His name was Simeon, who was given a great gift by God, somehow to understand in his heart that God was soon going to send the Messiah, a baby, a boy, that would fulfill all of righteousness and all of the Old Testament and the hope of Israel. And somehow God gave this man this lifelong promise. And it was fulfilled the day when Mary and Joseph came into Jerusalem to bring baby Jesus for dedication. And what a precious day it was for Mary and Joseph, and what a precious day for Simeon. What a marvelous story Luke tells us in chapter 2. But he also tells us of a woman named Anna. Anna, we mentioned last week, and this morning I want to focus more on her. She really is the final character of the gospel story according to the Gospel of Luke. She's the bookend of the Gospel of Luke, and it's a delight to picture and think about this precious lady and the great joy in this story. There's a whole lot of story in this, or a lot of joy, I should say, in the story of Simeon and Anna, and so precious for us to an incredible revelation for these two older people of the birth of Christ. When I just think about that, I just want to say, don't ever think that you are too old to hear the special words of God. Don't ever think that you've come to a place in your life, no matter how old you are or young you are, that you think, well, you know what? God doesn't speak to people like me anymore. This story is a reminder of how important these two people were to God. And wherever you're at in life, and you think about the range of the people in the Christmas story and who God spoke to and what God said to them, it really is an incredible range. Here's a young teenage girl, probably a teenager, who up until this time probably would not have been all that notable in her town, but God comes and speaks to her and gives her an incredible message. And then this young man who simply wanted to be a husband and probably a father and a family, and how he God speaks to him. And then the shepherds in the field, the blue-collar workers out in the field at night, and how God spoke to them. And then we have the story of this precious couple. Not a couple together, but two people, Simeon and Anna. Let's read the story of Anna in chapter 2, verse 36. It says, there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at this very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of Moses, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon them. So who is this special lady named Anna? We know that she's described as a prophetess. She's described as someone that God had chosen and God had revealed to and God was working through. And apparently, it would seem all her life she had been in that place of listening to the heart of God and then speaking the truth to the people around her. She was listening to God, and her words were given out to many different people over her long, long lifetime. Now, we read, and I mentioned in Kids Corner, and the scripture here in this translation says that she was very old. It's unique how this term that's in Luke's gospel is translated in several translations. One translation has it later on, as you look at the description, that she was a widow for 84 years. I don't know whether she was 84 years old or if she could have been a widow for 84 years. She could have been over 100. I don't know that, and it's a little bit, but this woman was at least 84 years, and that would have been very unusual for someone of that day and that age. So when Luke says she was very old, he would be saying something like, this might be the oldest person I know of. She was unique. She was different. She was a prophetess. She also was from the tribe of Asher. What do we know about that? Asher was the furthest northern tribe of the original 12 tribes of Israel. It was way up opposite of Jerusalem, all the way up to the north. It's what now, or what was later called Phoenicia, Tyre and Sidon, and now Lebanon today. It was way up there. So she was far from home. And somehow, sometime during her life, she had made that journey down to Jerusalem, and she had lived much of her life, I don't know how much, in Jerusalem, and was living in Jerusalem. In fact, the scriptures say she was living in the temple at this time. The temple in Jesus' day was very large. When we think of a building, we think of a church, a building, and we think of even our church and the hallways downstairs and that way the office hallway and the different parts have been put on. The temple was absolutely magnificent and huge in Jesus' day. And there were places in the temple that people stayed, particularly the priests, sometimes the prophets. And so it would have been very possible that literally, as this is translated, she lived in the temple. She may have lived in it. If she didn't, maybe figuratively, it's speaking of how much time she spent there every day from sunup to sundown. And maybe even afterwards, she would stay in the temple and seek God's spirit and seek God's heart, living there constantly. She was the daughter of Phanuel. And you might think, well, what's interesting about Phanuel? I'm going to come to that in just a couple of minutes. But there is something significant about Phanuel and who he is. Again, the scriptures say she was very old. And she represented something in the mind of Luke. And even in this story, for her day especially. She had been married only a short time, 7 years. And then she had been a widow for a long, long time into her old age. So you imagine all the time that Anna had perhaps to be alone without a husband and what that might have meant for her. And she had chosen to give herself to the worship and the watching and the waiting for what God would say. She spent her time in the temple. She spent her time meaningfully seeking God, as this verse says, in worship night and day. I mean, we talk about how worship is a 24/7 thing, and I do believe that. I believe that every hour of every day should be worship for a Christian. I know that's not how some look at it and some describe it, but my personal feeling and theology about worship is who you are before God every moment of your life. Your heart, your spirit, your attitude, your actions, whatever you're doing with your day can be and should be a part of your worship, whether you're doing a mundane task or whether you're in a place and you're praying with your eyes closed to God's Spirit. Worship is a 24/7 thing. She was in the temple 24/7, giving her time and everything in her to worshiping God, always looking forward to what God was going to do. Something about Simeon and Anna both is they were looking forward to what God was going to do. No matter how old they were always looking forward. What's God going to do next? What else is he going to do? And that's a very special quality that she has. Something else about Anna that is very important and tells us something about who she was and her character is her name itself. It tells us something about her identity, the name Anna. When I think about this part of the story, it just adds to this idea of who she is, how she came across, and how she lived her life. The name Anna means gracious. Somehow, sometime in her life, maybe at birth or later, she was called gracious. And Anna had a personality. She had a character. She had an identity. She had an influence of being a gracious person. And I think of all the things that we can look at in the story about Anna. When I think about her name, maybe that's the largest to me. She lived a life of graciousness. And how important it is to see that in her life. She was gracious. She lived a life of reflecting the Spirit and the love of the Holy Spirit. And so when people saw her and people were around her, they could see something different in this woman who grew to be so very old. She was old, but she was beautiful in spirit. And her life was seen by so many others. And God gave to her this great, this amazing, this wonderful experience of being able to behold baby Jesus. Not, she wasn't a grumpy, selfish, bitter person, but she's one full of joy and hope. I think about being a widow for so long and what that could do to her and could have done to her, but somehow she was able to keep that spirit of graciousness, and she's known by that and called by that, and her name reflects that fresh and green. There was something about Anna's life that people could see a freshness, and this verse in Psalm chapter 92 is a beautiful verse. It just, when I read that and I think about old age, and I think about how we, God wants us to be as we grow older. And you know, this, I don't mean this is for old people. This is for us, all of us, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter where you draw the line and you think, but this verse is for you. This is what God wants in the heart and the character of every one of his believers. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. You think about those words and how important they are to understand that God wants in my heart and your heart, no matter what age we are, a freshness and a greenness to who we are so that we're pliable, so that we're pleasant and beautiful, and how important it is. It's not like we get to a certain age, whether it's 30 or 50 or 57 or whatever it is, and then God says, okay, you're done. You don't need to show the fruit of the Spirit anymore. You don't need to reflect the wonder of the grace of God. God wants his people at every age, at every point in our lives, to reflect the grace of God and the wonder. And this woman was known by that. She was called by that, and that's very precious. I love to see the testimony of the gracious. I love to see older people who are kind and gentle and gracious. I never want to embarrass anybody, and I try not to do it unless I'm joking with them, and so I would never want to single out somebody in our church family, especially if they were here, and say, you know what, you're like Anna. Although I feel that, I might tell people that individually, but we have a lot of Annas in this church family, and we are rich for it. We are rich for it. We're rich to see people who have gone through life, sometimes hard lives, challenges, difficulties, in old age, facing loneliness, facing sickness, facing loss, facing all kind of things, and yet they have in their heart the joy of the Lord and how precious that is. I'm actually thinking of a couple of couples that aren't here today. I'm not going to give their names, but you can look around, and there are people in your life, I'm sure, that are like Anna to you, but we are rich to have in this church family people like Anna. And God help us who are coming along, that God will help us as we grow older, that we will grow with grace and graciousness, and we'll have something within us that people will see, a faith that is strong, even though we may have gone through very difficult things in life. The people will see in us a graciousness and a spirit of love for God and preciousness that we can say, I want to grow old like Anna. I want to be an Anna. I want to be an Anna in the life of my grandchildren. I want to be an Anna in the life of people in my world, in my circle of influence. I want to be an Anna to my neighbor down the street. I want to be an Anna to my family in Oregon and other places. I want to be an Anna to the people around me who say, boy, that person really loves God and has God in their hearts. And that is a beautiful picture that I have of this precious woman named, she somehow found a way to stay fresh and green. And it's a beautiful picture. And there's one more significant part about this story that I think is interesting here, and that's Anna's father, Phanuel. You might wonder, well, why is Phanuel, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. You may know better different than me. But why is his name even mentioned here? Anna is at least 84, and depending how the reading is and if we got the syntax right, is 84, so surely her dad has to be gone by then. His name is Phanuel. Why would Luke put his name in there? What's significant about Phanuel? Surely passed by now, but yet his name is given by Luke. He must have been a well-known man. There must have been something about Phanuel that was important for Luke to pass on in the story. Though I was trying to read about Phanuel and anything that might be interesting about him, and I did find out something about him. And interesting enough, his name also. What did the name Phanuel mean? The name Phanuel meant the face of God. And I thought, what a name for somebody. He was known the face of God. And somehow in that household, for as long as they were together, I don't know how long, there was this girl, this daughter, this young woman, this widow who grew up under the influence of a man whose name meant the face of God. And I thought, what a heritage for Anna to have. What a heritage it is when we have people like Phanuel around us, sometimes in our own family, maybe our parents, maybe a sibling, maybe someone in the church family that has been that Anna or that Phanuel to us. How precious it is to know and to remember and to reflect the preciousness of someone whose faith is strong and whose grace is strong, who is gracious in so many ways. Both Anna and her father's name, I believe, are very special. I hope that as you think about this psalm and this verse and this story, that you'll say, God, help me to grow old like Anna did. Help my influence in my heart to be what you want it to be. It's very special. I think of this special send-off that Anna gives to Mary and Joseph. The send-off to say, the Christmas story here, as Luke records, it's over, but I send you out with grace. I send you out to with you to sense and to feel the graciousness of God. What a precious story. Would you stand as we pray together? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the incredible, precious witness of Anna and what a great blessing she was to Mary and Joseph. Part of the story that I didn't focus on at the end says here, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. She gave thanks to God and she spoke about the child Jesus. What a blessing it is to see this precious lady. Help us to live a heart of graciousness. No matter how young or old we are, help us to learn from this great story, I pray. Thank you for Anna. Thank you for Phanuel. Thank you for Luke. Thank you for the Christmas story. Thank you for life. Thank you, God, for so many things. We give thanks to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. So glad you're here. Kids, I do have something up here. If you have finished your quiz...